You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, the Cybertruck has a record-breaking charge session. Global EV sales are on the rise and EV charging boosts the local economy. Plus, stay tuned because later in the show, I'll tell you why Toyota feel they need to rebuild the hydrogen story. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Friday, 13th of September. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. And welcome to a new podcast producer on Patreon. Thanks, Alan. Well, Alan Yelland signed up in the last 24 hours to be a producer of the show. Patreon supporters get these shows ad-free. Plus, you get to support the work that I do here. Be like Alan by clicking on that first link you'll see in the show notes. Well, as global EV sales continue to grow, albeit at a slower pace, a critical question arises over and over again. How do regional markets differ in how quickly we're all buying electric vehicles? Let's talk about what that means. That's plug-in vehicles, so BEVs, so-called BEVs, full electric cars, and also plug-in hybrids. If you can put electricity into them, that's what we're looking at in this set of data. And according to that data from the market research firm Rowmotion, which is all part of Benchmark these days, I gather, global sales of fully electric and plug-in hybrids rose 20% in August based on the same month last year. Driven by record highs in China, however, the growth is not uniform. Europe saw a 4% drop in EV sales. That was for the first 8 months of the year compared to the first 8 months of last year. 4% down. First time Europe's been down, actually. And it marks the weakest month since January last year as well. Well, China is the world's largest EV market, and we'll see sales rise by a third this year to 10.5 million plug-in vehicles. But European sales will be roughly in line with last year's when it all shakes out at the end of the year, about 3.1 million for Europe. And this disparity is down to many factors, like the subsidies in China for drivers. They're trading in polluting vehicles for clean ones. In contrast, Europe's decline in EV sales, like I say, down 4% year-to-date versus year-to-date last year, is linked mainly to Germany. It's in a 23% decrease in Germany, and that is following the abrupt cut in subsidies. The German government, since earlier this month, added in some business tax deductions of up to 40% in terms of how they account for buying electric vehicles, but they need to do so much more in Germany. Rho-Motion writes, and I quote, 9.8 million EVs have been sold globally so far this year, growing 20% year to date, with 1.5 million sold globally in August 2024. A snapshot of electric vehicle sales to date, January to the end of August this year versus January to August last year. Globally, they're up 20%, 9.8 million. In China, up 33% to 6 million. In Europe, up down 4%, like I say, to 1.9 million. The US and Canada continues its steady growth, by the way. Another 9% year to date versus 1.1 million sold so far. Rest of the world, about 800,000. Now, the Rho-Motion data manager, Charles Lester, said, and I quote, China surpassing 1 million EV sales in a month is just the beginning. We anticipate the milestone to be reached multiple times before the end of the year, as sales typically surge in the latter half of the year. Meanwhile, continued subsidy cuts and trade barriers in Europe are having a negative impact on sales, which have shrunk for the first time for any region. The US and Canada are enjoying healthy sales growth rates, with the outcome of the presidential election set to have a major impact later this year, end quote. All right, let's move on and talk about Fisker. Why are barely used Fisker Oceans selling for under $25,000, significantly lower than even the most affordable model? Why? Even after accounting for tax credits? Well, the answer lies in the financial struggles of Fisker, which has now been granted permission to file for bankruptcy. This situation raises concerns about spare parts and servicing and ongoing connected services, with documented cases of Fisker EVs being totaled by insurance companies because of the unavailability of parts costing less than $1,000 sometimes. How crazy is it? Two of my neighbours have got Fisker Oceans. And I'm in the UK. They didn't make many right-hand drive versions. I know two people that have one. A beautiful, beautiful red one and a dark blue one. I see them bombing down my road and parked in their driveways as I'm biking my kid to school. Despite these risks, the prospect of a cheap battery-powered car with well over 300 miles of real-world range is enticing. If I have a look at cars.com, I can see some low-mileage ones on there for 22,486, for instance, like 22.5 grand. That's a limited edition one trim. Only 5,000 of those were made. Most Oceans for sale, whether used or brand new, are the top spec trim. So 360 miles, that's EPA. So surpassing the Model Y. Before declaring bankruptcy, Fisker reduced the prices by $24,000 to generate cash. That really annoyed existing owners. And would you, if you had your hard-earned money, spend that on a Fisker? Now, I would say that the two people who, which is bizarre, because I would think the odds of two people in my street having a Fisker Ocean in the UK, right-hand drive as well, must be so low. Both of their houses are significantly bigger than mine. I think they do quite well for themselves. They're beautiful houses they have. And I'm not saying they can afford to chuck 30 grand down the drain. I think they're both people who, if they want to have a play in a Fisker and get a very, very nice car, by the way, with big range for, you know, less money than the competition. I'm not saying that they've got money to throw away. The point I'm trying to make is that they're probably more capable than I would be, for instance, to take the risk on a Fisker. Can you even get insurance on a Fisker now? If I was an insurance company, I'd think twice about providing cover for somebody, because you know, you have a little small fender bender. Can you even fix it for less than the cost of totaling just writing off the car? I don't know. So, would you take the risk, even at low prices? Some people are, and they're getting bargains in their view. Right, let's move on. Let's talk about a story that is massively underreported. And you can say this to people when they're the EV doubters, the EV haters. They're talking about why that you shouldn't go EV. Here's yet another reason why EVs are benefiting everyone, really. And this time it's local economies. Whether you drive an EV or not, EV charging stations are being more, you know, increasingly common, but they have a broad impact on local economies. A recent study by researchers from the Singapore MIT Alliance for Research and Technology and other institutions provided some insights and some data on the economic growth seen where charging goes in. This study was, I found it in Nature Communications, looking at data of 4,000 EV charging stations and 140,000 businesses in California. The findings show that by installing EV charging stations, it boosts the local economy. Nearby businesses benefit. Specifically, they found that opening a charging station increases annual spending at nearby establishments by 1.4%. This was in 2019, and 0.8% by 2023. And this translates to thousands of extra dollars for some larger businesses. The researchers found that spending increases were highest for businesses within about 150 metres or 500 feet of the charging stations. Now, you might think this is all obvious, but honestly, some people can't connect the dots. And you might think, well, yeah, if you put a charging station in and there's a coffee shop or a sandwich bar or, you know, maybe a nice restaurant or something or other amenities nearby where you're charging your car for 20 minutes or an hour, that, yeah, you're going to spend more money in those places. But some people don't make the connection. It's a good thing when you see charging going in. You look around at the businesses within 500 feet. They're all going to do well out of, well, many of them will do well out of those charging stations that they probably didn't put any money into. It suggests that by placing EV charging near retail businesses, cafe, shopping malls, etc., you maximise the economic benefits. Job creation, new business. You know, I mean, what else? Probably even better property values. I don't know, I'm guessing on that one, but fascinating. Right, let's get into some more car news. And Stellantis is going to launch a variety of new EVs, but how will they meet the production demands? The answer lies in three Michigan factories. Stellantis announcing yesterday they're going to invest $406 million in the Sterling Heights assembly plant, the Warren truck assembly plant, and the Dundee engine plant. Sterling Heights will become the US factory in the US first to build EVs in 2025. The Ram 1500 Rev gets built there. They'll also make the Ram Charger, which is a range-extended vehicle. So it uses a gas engine, which never drives the wheels. The Ram Charger, we should do a podcast on the Ram Charger. I'm secretly very excited about that vehicle because, you know, we mentioned yesterday on the podcast, Lucid was saying, well, you know, you can't really have all the Lucid values of small batteries and efficiency in a truck. You've got to put a big old battery in a truck. I just think that the range extended model for maybe 3 to 5 years, for those that tow, for those that go in elevation, maybe that's the stepping stone. So the Ram Charger, gas engine, big old 100 kilowatt hour battery in that, but loads of range because it's going to have that backup engine. All three versions built on the same production line, costing $235 million to build it. The Warren Truck Assembly Plant gets about $100 million for the new Jeep Wagoneer, and the Dundee Engine Plant gets about $70 million to be retooled for assembling and testing batteries for the STLA frame platform that underpins things like the 1500 Rev. Production starts the Dundee plant this year, actually. And then in 2026, they'll machine the front and the rear beams for the STLA large platform. That is what the Wagoneer S is built on, isn't it? Okay, let's move on. And a Tesla Cybertruck, which has been shown online charging at record-breaking charge speeds. Now, look, the vehicle's long been criticised for what is probably lackluster charging performance. It's, you know, you look at what's coming out of China, and Tesla are meant to be the beacon of the best in EV world. Well, the Cybertruck has been charging very slowly compared to its competition. Recent tests suggest it may longer be the case because an imported vehicle to Slovakia, actually a Cybertruck import in Slovakia, was shown online charging over 400 kilowatts on a 600 kilowatt charger. So that's the fastest we've seen a Cybertruck charge. A lot of topic online about this, many attributing its poor charging curve to the 4680 cells and getting the software, the algorithms right on those. Recent software updates have improved Cybertruck charging. We've seen it charging at 325 kilowatts in the US on an 800-volt charger. And in Slovakia, which saw the Cybertruck hit 405 kilowatts, raises questions about how much it's being improved. Now, that was on the eJoin charging network in Slovakia, in Bratislava, actually. The authenticity of the test I saw questioned online. Some thought it might be a PR stunt. Well, as long as it actually did charge at that speed and they weren't lying, what's the problem with PR stunts? Tesla is the master of PR. And this wasn't Tesla doing it, but Tesla are good at PR stunts. And, you know, I don't see a problem with that. Anyway, we will keep an eye on how they're improving Tesla's own 4680 cells. We'll take a little break. When we come back, we'll talk about Rimats, but this time the batteries that they're making and how used EVs are now outpricing petrol cars in the US by a significant amount. Stick around. Back in a mo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Well, if you heard an advert or two, and you might not mind hearing the adverts, but if you did, thank you for listening to those. It does support the podcast. If you'd like to strip them out and get an ad-free feed, then you can do that at patreon.com/evnewsdaily. Link and Co, making a plug-in hybrid SUV on the same platform as the Volvo XC40. The Lincoln Co. 01 got a recent update, a new curvaceous front end, a new glossy black grille, new wheels, new tail lights, and beneath the surface, the new 2-litre petrol engine with its plug-in hybrid system is vastly better. 88 horsepower to 188 horsepower. The power boost comes from a bigger battery, so 17.6 kilowatt hours and now electric range of 46 miles or 74 k's on the Lincoln Co. 01. In an interview with Automechanica in Frankfurt, Nicholas Appelgren, who is the Lincoln Co. CEO for Europe, emphasized the need to price their vehicles competitively over here in Europe. I quote, "We cannot. A lot of the competitors are produced in Europe. We need the price of the car to correctly be in the market and work from there," end quote. So Lincoln Co. said they'll absorb the tariffs on China-made EVs. They plan to launch its first China-made full battery electric car in Europe next month, a compact SUV, like I say, built on Volvo's platforms. This time the EX30's platform and the Zeekr X. That would get an 18.8% tariff under European Commission plans, but they say that they will absorb those Commission plans and fees, tariffs rather, and sell the vehicle at a competitive price. You compare that to someone like, if you think about a recent story I did for you on the podcast from the SEAT and Cupra CEO, Wayne Griffiths. He was saying that a 20% tariff on the Cupra Tavascan, also made in China, jeopardizes the company's financial future. And you've got a similar tariff going on Lincoln Co. And they're saying, obviously a Geely company, they're saying, no, we'll absorb it and we'll sell the cars at a competitive price in Europe. Two different points of view, I would say. They haven't disclosed the price of this new vehicle, but the EX30 and the Zeekr X, well, they sell for anything of 40 to 50,000 euros in Germany. So I don't know if that's a data point or not. They will make their next full battery electric car in Europe. Geely is currently scouting for locations. All right, moving on. And what does it take for battery energy storage systems, you'll see this called BESS, to be considered the best in the world? Well, Rimac's, makers, obviously, of the finest electric supercars in the world, the energy arm of that business say they've achieved it with their new product called SignStack. It interfaces with the grid, and it's just completed commissioning for a new site here in the UK, in somewhere in East Anglia, well, sort of Essexy way, Colchester. The SignStack is a lithium iron phosphate system with an energy storage capacity of 790 kilowatt hours. Its distributed power conversion system architecture is what sets it apart. It spreads the inverter capability across 18 modules in the system, and with all the software that controls it as well, it calculates the internal parameters of every cell, and it can dynamically adjust the power to make sure that it's operating most efficiently. They balance the temperatures, enhances the lifespan. Rimac's has big plans, I think, for SignStack products, aiming to be one of Europe's largest energy storage manufacturers by the end of the decade. They've got an innovation hub here and a manufacturing place in Oxford, isn't it? Oxfordshire, at least, in the county, where the first ones were actually made. So we know all about Mate Rimac's, and Rimac's being in Croatia and the headquarters near Zagreb, but the energy bit is a UK thing. So very, very interesting. Now, let's talk about Volkswagen's battery subsidiary, PowerCo, announcing in June that the first production block at the cell factory in Salzgitter had been completed, with pre-series production of the company's cell set to start before the end of the year. Regular series production will begin next year, but the second production line, which was planned, has been put on hold. According to PowerCo, the company is sticking to its plan for battery cell production at three locations in Europe and North America, but further expansion will happen in line with demand, they say. Volkswagen taking a more cautious approach to their battery production plans. Volkswagen has officially cancelled its collective agreement with job security, which had been in place since 1994 now. Layoffs for operational reasons could be possible from next year. Obviously, a big fight with the unions are going to be coming, or to do with the way that VW is owned and run as well. So let's talk about how used EVs. I mentioned this story. Used EVs now outprice petrol cars. When I say outprice, I mean competitively, averaging 11% lower than if you try and find the exact equivalent combustion car in that lineup in the United States. Data from IC Cars looked at 1.6 million used vehicles for a year, August 23 to August 24, and it revealed the average price of a used EV is $26,839. So this whole thing of EVs being massively expensive, we're getting into the point now of if you're not buying a used EV when it comes to replacing your vehicle, you've got to really love gas, right? Because the average price of the equivalent, average price for a gas vehicle was $32.92. So we've got those differences already. But one of the more significant drops is when you try and find specific examples, like a Tesla Model 3. That was down 25% year on year. Other EVs saw smaller but big drops in value. According to IC Cars, the 25% drop in used EV prices in the past year remains higher than we saw depreciation on combustion cars. This trend is driven by manufacturers cutting the price of new EV models that cascades down to the used market. I love the used market. I'm so passionate about vehicles that are second, third, fourth hand, etc. Look, new cars get all the attention, so I think that's fine. There's plenty of people, websites, podcasts getting excited about, you know, the latest, greatest new car. Look, nearly everyone buys their car used. Like 80% of cars sold in this country of the automotive market is the used market. So new, leasing, PCP, finance, all a big deal. I'm not saying it's not, but the used market, man, I love to see this kind of action because now you can get yourself a really great deal. And if you want an equivalent car, you're going to pay 11% more for the same kind of model spec if you want an engine in the front of it. EVs make sense in so many ways. And now they're cheaper. Man, I never thought we'd say that. Well, I did. I did think we'd say it one day. But it feels good to say it. I've been doing this for well over 2,000 episodes. I saw my podcast host dashboard over 2,222. All the twos. 2222 with Audio Boom. And I was with my previous host, Libsyn Podcasts, for like a couple of years too. So I don't know how many podcasts are in the archive now. I stopped counting. But holy moly. That's brilliant. Been doing this a long time, and I love to say that. Now, Ford EV owners can earn money by supporting the grid. A new partnership between Ford and Southern California Edison, the California Power Response Program, allows Ford owners to earn $1 per kilowatt hour, that's big money, of energy reduced in peak grid events. If you normally charge your car at a certain time, there's a peak grid event, and you decide that you can delay your charging or do it at a different time shift it, you can earn some money. It's aimed to incentivize EV users to charge off-peak. Before a peak event, SCE will tell Ford owners when the event is. That updates the EV's charging settings at a registered location in the Power Response Program. If you need to charge because you've got to go somewhere, absolutely, you can override the system in the Ford Pass app. All these systems have got an override, but the long-term goal is for participants to, first of all, stop charging and support the grid. Secondly, send energy from the car's battery to the grid, so V2G. That's not this, but to start with, delaying charging, deferring charging from your normal pattern can earn you some pretty decent money. A dollar per kilowatt hour is nothing to sniff at. Octopus Energy do a similar thing here. Did it on bank holiday. When was that? Last week? Yeah, bank holiday Monday last week. And they said, hey, the grid's looking cheap. This was on a Friday or Saturday. Got an email. The grid's looking cheap on Monday night. So if you charge, if you, was it the other way around? No, I think it was cheap. So it was cheap on Monday night. So if you charge your EV on Monday night, but don't charge it on Tuesday night when it's looking expensive, we're going to credit you with some money. And I saw the email arrive. I've not read it. It'll be pence or pounds because we tend to charge very little. And also on the sun, it's the end of summer here, so we got solar panels. So I won't have made a huge amount. Some people could make some decent money from that. Well, Toyota say they will rebuild the hydrogen story. Let's finish off with this. All right, let's find out. Open mind. Let's find out what Toyota are saying about hydrogen. Can hydrogen still be a viable fuel, despite its many limitations and many criticisms? Well, Toyota believes it can. Because of heavy industry. The Japanese giant continues to invest very heavily in hydrogen, telling us for 20 years that it's 5 years away, working on fuel cell and combustion versions of part of what they call multi-pathway strategies. Despite the slow sales of its Mirai, that's an understatement, Toyota remains committed to hydrogen, citing its potential, this time for heavy duty. And this is where Toyota and I are in agreement. I have said forever that hydrogen, in terms of storage and heavy-duty commercial, is the place. Passenger cars are not the place, my friend. I don't want to be going to a hydrogen filling station to fill up my hydrogen car in the future. I like charging on solar. No one's taking it away from me, so I'm more than happy. But still. Toyota's hydrogen boss in Europe emphasized the need for simultaneous development of infrastructure and products. And he said, and I quote, "We need to develop the infrastructure and the product at the same time, which is ongoing now. What we need to avoid, and what maybe we did wrong before, is not allowing for supply and demand. We learned from that, and I think we can rebuild the story. Companies developing hydrogen don't make a distinction between hydrogen for transport and hydrogen for industry. It's all part of their scale story. So hydrogen will come. This is something we're convinced about," end quote. Well, this person earns a living and pays their bills by being Toyota's hydrogen boss. So clearly they took the gig because they believe in it. And we respect that. And for heavy industry, for commercial, possibly for storage, for marine, for aviation, I'm really excited about various futures. For combustion, no, Toyota, you can drop the Mirai and chalk that one down to experience, but they won't. They keep telling us that we're all going to be driving our hydrogen cars in the future. We won't. But there's got to be a bit like, you know, vehicle to grid, like wireless charging, charging mats, and all these technologies are pie in the sky at the minute. But I can see a future where they're very, very common one day. And maybe not. It all depends on so many variables. The European Union expects hydrogen to be 20% of the energy mix in 2050. Well, look, if you're putting any prediction on the year 2050, you're sticking your finger in the air and seeing which way the wind is blowing, surely. I mean, it's impossible. But you've got to have targets, I guess. They want green hydrogen to be have a target of 40 gigawatts of production per year by 2030. The EU say they will open hydrogen fueling stations in every city and every 124 miles on the key road networks. Well, look, good luck with funding that. I mean, they might. It's expensive. We've seen in Germany. Actually, I've got a story on the back burner. I might do it on tomorrow's podcast for the weekend. How Germany has a massive problem. They've got hydrogen trains, you can't fill them up. They've got hydrogen cars, you can't fill them up. And it is a disaster. Toyota addressed criticisms about hydrogen's massive inefficiency compared to just driving an EV. They argued that electricity can only be used close to where it's generated. Whereas liquid hydrogen is easy to transport. All right. So they're grasping a bit there. There's elements of what they say which has some truth in it. No, you can move electricity around on established grid networks. No, you haven't got to charge your car where next to a power station. Yes, you can generate power hundreds of miles away from where you charge your car. Let's not get into that, but either way. We'll see, obviously, where it ends up. But they want to rebuild the story. So let's go with them on that adventure. And that's your podcast for today. I don't mean to give Toyota a bit of a kick in. It's good fun, though, isn't it? That's our story. That's our podcast for today. That's our story for today and our working week. But I got Saturdays half done. So there will be one tomorrow. Premium partners of the podcast, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from Nevo.ie and the Nevo EV Review Island YouTube channel, Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map, and LeasePlan Electric Moments, providing all the tools and guidance EV drivers need. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.